Books That Made Us, the companion to the ABC TV series written by Carl Ranecki and read by Claudia Carvin. More Australians are reading books than ever before, and I'm no different. I was a voracious reader as a child and in my 20s, but my focus dipped when kids came along. Now they're grown up, I am returning to the books that have been patiently waiting to be read. And I promised my kids that I didn't resent their intrusion on my book reading life too much. I'm a big believer that sharing our stories, whether it's through music, art, conversation, inhabiting a character or writing, gives our lives meaning. Maybe it's because I stopped studying science in year 10, but there's a line in Muriel Rukeyser's poem, The Speed of Darkness, that says it all for me. She writes that the universe is not made up of atoms, it's made up of stories. Books are doors, not mirrors. Through books, you can travel to far-off places without leaving your bedroom. You can live 1,000 lives and be transported in time, become immersed in the landscape of the writer's imagination, and experience heartbreak and love. It's not just about escaping into a book. It's also about being held. The very act of reading is a private interaction that no one else can share. You are never alone reading a book. It teaches you to enjoy your own company. It forces you to ask questions and to empathise. It's been deemed a subversive act. The more you read, the more you discover you don't know. In my life as an actor, I've been lucky enough to appear in screen adaptations of some of Australia's favourite novels, such as My Brother Jack, True History of the Kelly Gang, and Puberty Blues. There's an inordinate amount of waiting around on set, travelling and living away from friends and family for long periods, and books have always provided me with reliable solace. But like most readers, my taste is pretty scattergun and arbitrary, so I was thrilled when I was asked to host the ABC series Books That Made Us, because I wanted to learn more about Australian books. The three-part series delves into books that have really struck a nerve, books that push us to think differently about ourselves. For my role as host, I had to read almost 30 novels, ranging from Marcus Clarke's For the Term of His Natural Life to Melissa Lukashenko's Too Much Lip. And the task was an intense, focused gift, like a mini university degree in Australian literature. It gave me the opportunity to reflect on our famous historic novels and also to understand the bedrock from which our contemporary stories are being forged. I was able to meet some of our most beloved and brilliant writers and experience the places that inspired their magical stories.